What's up, listeners? On this week's pod, we'll pay our respects to Hurricane Ian by holding a natural disasters draft. Also, we'll come up with a few better methods to naming hurricanes as well. After some thoughts on week three, we'll give out our week four NFL bookie show picks. Lastly, Stumptown, then we out. Let's do it.
Delta Stadium, 12 o'clock. Carroll College Fighting Saints, Carroll College Fighting Saints. Walker Sun to Piosta, North Benton, South Benton, bitch.
Oh, that's a loud sound there.
Yummy. That, ladies and gents, is the sound of a couple crisp brews being cracked, and this is the sound of your favorite podcast, The Rookie Show. Welcome back, everybody, to The Rookie Show. I am one of your hosts, Travis Knoll. Joining me, as per usual, Mr. 503. Many people are saying that Coin is him, but I don't want to say that because I don't want to assume his pronouns.
Nice.
What up, Coin?
Back from an island in the Bermuda Triangle where he let a bunch of little men tie him to the beach. Calling it Nulliver's Travels, what up? No.
Did you say Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, I did.
Nice. You got the double play on words in there.
Yeah.
As I mentioned to Coin, for the listeners, I'm currently in the conference room of the building that I've just moved into. I get the sense I might have an echoey sound on this pod, so I apologize in advance.
Might get a little bit. That's okay.
But we're going to give it a shot. So, Coin, how you doing?
I'm good. I appreciate you referring to me as Himothy. Have you seen that one?
You That's a good one. Himothy. Yeah, that is a good Himothy. One.
Sure. He is him. That's ESPN's. It's another installment of the classic ESPN beating GOAT to death. Is the
it's worse. This one's
who
gonna
is going to be him today.
So yeah. This stupid. One's going to already. People are sick of it. They're going to go away. I did see the
PMT
guys do like Chris Berman fastest two minutes where they're just putting him in everybody's name. It was very funny. Is him good. Short for Hames then?
Hames. Himothy? Yeah. Hames, yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Hames Coin. Good to be back. Nice Cuns hat repping the winners this week.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sure
it feels good to win.
Why don't we start with this? We're going to switch it up a little bit. And by that, I mean, not at all. Coin, what are you drinking?
Bring it right back to him. I've got for you, Noel. I looked and Rookie Show Beers has not tweeted it out. So I assume it has not been part of our beers on here. But I have for you an Elysian Contact Haze, Hazy IPA. Mm. It's this nice orange can, as you can see.
Yeah.
It's got this dude's face. His face has been like half surgically removed, and you can kind of see his brain a little bit.
Creepy.
It's this giant head in the middle of this. You know in iRobot, when the robot draws what he imagines the savior is going to be? It kind of looks like that. This open field with a bunch of people walking around out there, and they're looking for their messiah. Creepy. So, yeah.
I thought pretty it was damn like good a Native beer, American though. Guy is what it looked like
no,
to me. At first.
No, tisn't. Kind of looks like Elon.
A Native American Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. Elon with Jason Voorhees mask on. Not Jason. Michael Myers.
Michael Myers, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know scary movies very well, but good.
What about you, Noel? What do you got for me?
I have for you New Belgium. It is a Voodoo Ranger spinoff, I suppose. This is the 1985 IPA Voodoo Ranger. Mm-hmm. Real nice can. You got some fun shapes, kind of like the artwork behind me. You got some fun like confetti shapes, and then the typical Voodoo Ranger skeleton guy, but he's wearing almost like a Billy Hoyle hat. But with some ear flaps and then a nice Cobra jacket and some nice 80s gear. 1985. It is delectable too. Not a label. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That'd have been nice cool beer. If they would have done that in collaboration with Bowling for Soup.
Oh, yes. Bowling for Soup. Underrated. What are they doing these days?
Just hanging.
Looking at, Katie's going to come down and visit me in Nashville.
This weekend?
Not this weekend. Next, because I'm in Chicago. So, I saw that Panic at the Disco is playing on Saturday night, and I think it's the Predators Arena or something. I was thinking maybe I hit up Panic, but...
Yeah, that sounds sick.
But no bowling for soup, unfortunately.
No BFS, that's a bummer.
Coyne, what other beers you got for me?
I got some good beers. Let's see, I'll start with... I'll start with the one... So I just went and bought these beers right before the pod... as I usually do on Tuesday/Wednesdays.
Sure.
And for the last couple months at the gas station by my house, there's been signs on the door, like a lot of signs that say no more than 2 high school age kids in here at one time. Like specifically,
I've never seen that before.
You cannot have this many high school kids in here at one time. And I always see these kids, they're hanging out there. They look like little hooligans, hoodlums.
Mm-hmm.
And then today I saw that they put locks on the drink coolers. I'd assumed that the kids were like stealing beer. I was like, how big of this problem is this? And then I was like, how much beer have they stolen that, like you guys finally had to like put the locks on? She's like, oh my God, last Friday alone, they stole $140 worth of White Claws and beers. And I assume that they do this every single weekend.
And they are just really sneaky about it, or they no one can stop them?
I think that they usually send somebody up to like kind of distract the person like doing the register. And then the kids just like all shuffle out really quick. With like a bunch of White Claws and beers and just run away.
Those kids are badass. Are the are the signs handwritten or are they
yes,
printed?
Yeah, they are. It's really funny. Actually, 2 of them are handwritten. 1 of them is printed.
I'm going to handwrite a sign, then put on my bedroom door and say, no more than 2 high school students in here. Oh my God. You think people would like that joke?
Yeah, I think they would.
They might not.
Good thing you don't have any friends in Nashville to bring over to your place.
No more than 2 high school students can listen to the Rookie Show at once either. So that's
I don't think we have to worry about that one.
Any other beers, Coyne?
Yes. Kunz Hawks.
Yes.
Went there, got up at 7 a.m. and drove up to Seattle from Portland. Ended up getting there right at 9:45. Joe was cruising. It was perfect. And then we show up and our friend and fellow listener, Riley Kurtz, was there waiting. Ooh. Had 2 Coors Lights tall boys. The 25-ouncers sitting at the table for us. And then we went over to the move, apparently, before Hawks games, is to go to Flatstick. There was nobody in there. And it's like 2 more blocks from the stadium than the other bars. And it was like completely open seating and so quick to get beers. It was awesome. So nice. Many TVs. Yeah. Really good move. And then I had like 3 beers at the Hawks game and the Falcons won. It was fantastic. I had a great time. The Falcons did not blow a lead. It was amazing.
It was a good game, close game, exciting game.
Mm-hmm. You've probably one of the better games from last Sunday.
Yeah, there were some crappy games for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And just ugly ones. Like it wasn't even some of the close ones were just like a comedy of errors on Sunday, but Hawks and Falcons surprisingly not.
Mm-mm. Final beers. Last night I was at the reason we didn't record Tuesday night, recording Wednesday right now. Is because I was at a PD concert last night. If anybody listens to the end of the podcast, I know Riley did. He mentioned that he loved the song. We saw PD play live. Don't Tell the Boys went so fucking hard. It was dope. It was a great concert. I had an awesome, nice. Awesome time. Yeah, it was. It was like he only played for like an hour. It was perfect.
Did I forgot what I was gonna ask? Oh, I was gonna ask earlier. Is 7 a.m. on a Sunday? That's got to be pretty rare for you.
Yeah, if I didn't drink on a Saturday, like I'll get up probably by 8:15 anyways, and I always have an alarm set for 9:15 so I can edit my lineup and make my bets before the games, but usually I'm sleeping till 9.
Well, I just meant that you're usually drinking on Saturday night.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm usually drunk.
Nice. I was drunk. Sounds like a great weekend.
Again. drunk. Yeah, great week of beers though. Very enjoyable. What about you?
Good. I don't have much. I came back from Nashville on Thursday night, and then Friday, Saturday was pretty much moving. So Friday I was running around. I took work off, and I was going to get parking stickers and get my internet set up and get all this jazz going. And then Saturday, loaded up the U-Haul with a buddy and took everything over here to our new place. So Saturday night there we did go to a little house party at the Dankster's house. It was
shouts Dankster.
A week late celebration of his birthday. It wasn't really a party. It was like 8 people, but we had some drinks till midnight or something. So that was nice. But that's it. I don't have anything else for beers. It was kind of an ugly Sunday for me. I didn't enjoy the Commanders getting their ass beat. And, I mean, my fantasy teams are... I have two that are 3-0 and one that's 0-3. And I had to sweat out the wins. Which I'm happy about. I'm excited. If you can win one league, oh, man, it's a good year.
Yeah,
which is happened to me the last
Not looking years. Good for me Over in here. Any league yeah. this year.
Yeah, but anyway, that's all the beers I got for you. I'll probably have... more to report after the next couple of weeks. So.
Love it.
Okay, Coin, some unfortunate news that I have to report to you.
Yes.
There's a hurricane going on.
Not Hurricane Chris either.
Hey, baby.
He's got it going on. What's his? He has one more song. I guess we had already known. I'm pretty sure he's played us out before.
Hurricane Chris.
Hurricane Chris has 100% sure? played us out before. 1,000%.
Was it A Bay Bay or was it his other song? We love all song. Of your hit song.
Yeah.
All right. It's going to bother
I think he
me.
Has another one. All right,
stall for 10 seconds. I'm looking up Hurricane Chris. Rapper. He is a rapper. He is 33 years old. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Discography. I can't find it.
Is it the hand clap? I feel like he has one more song. It's really popular.
My Bay.
Mm.
Hurricane Chris on facing second degree murder charges.
And that's right. been on Hurricane Chris.
And Hurricane Chris is incarcerated. Okay. Any Hoosiers. No, I'm not talking about Chris. I'm talking about Ian. Mm-hmm. Sad news. Probably people are going to die. Mainly people who are too dumb to evacuate, but well, that's another story. Right. But we're going to stay on the natural disaster topic here. And for the second Natty time disaster? In 3 weeks, perhaps a morbid topic. We talked about celebrity deaths 2 weeks ago. Now we're going to talk about drafting the best. I don't want to say best, but let's just say drafting natural disasters.
Yeah. There's definitely no criteria on how we want it. You could have gone just straight most deadly. You could have gone most interesting. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of ways to do it.
Most notable. Yeah, exactly. Do you want to do the draft first, or do you want to do the naming notes first?
I want to do draft first and then naming conventions, I think.
Okay, so we'll get to that after the draft. So without further ado, we are going to each draft three natural disasters and yes. give our explanation why we drafted them. So
perfect.
We're pretty sure we don't have overlap, so...
There's probably one overlapping one, if I had to guess.
Okay. Well, I've got
I guess
four.
If I have one main one that I want, and if you take it, I'll be really fucking
Why
pissed.
Don't I let you go first, because I've got an extra in case you steal one of mine.
Okay, perfect. I was going to wait to try to see if I could steal it, but I actually would be furious if you ended up having it on your list. So, my number one. Asteroid hitting the Earth, killing off the dinosaurs.
Is there a name for that? Just asteroid impact?
There is
name.
There, the asteroid did have a name. His name was Chicxulub.
Chicxulub?
Yeah, Chicxulub.
Okay.
And that's it's the area I think where it hit off of the Gulf of Mexico. Mm. And there's I think they call it like the Paleo Cretaceous extinction. I sure. think something like that. Cretaceous okay. isn't right. There's another thing for it. But 66 million years ago, 6-mile-wide asteroid slammed into the waters off of what is now Mexico, triggering a mass extinction that killed off more than 75% of the Earth's species.
That's
pretty
a
huge.
Lot.
Yeah.
But we survived.
But we did. Well, we weren't there yet, so.
What were we at that point, according to the scientists? Were we some version of ourselves or no?
A bird.
A bird, okay. Everyone came from a bird. Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. Good pick. It was not on my list, so.
Thank you.
Really well done. It's probably the first one chronologically as well.
Yeah, I would have to guess. Recorded.
I don't have any that happened before that on my list.
Okay, good. I'd be impressed.
Wait, what? How many years ago?
66 million.
66 million. Okay, yeah, slightly before mine. All right, yeah. I'm going to go with sleeper pick here, guessing you do not have this on. I'm going to go with the 1887 Yellow River flood in Qing, China.
Yep.
I believe it's Qing. It's Q-I-N-G. Mm-hmm. Here's Qing. Why I selected that. Right. As you probably did, I Googled deadliest natural disasters. This one, technically on Wikipedia, came in at number two, but I'll tell you why I picked it. Killed at least 930,000 people.
Okay.
And by the way I read these is the number one on the list was the 1931 China floods is all it said. But the 1931 China floods happened from like June through August, and it was like a whole thing, a bunch of different floods that killed. And then they tried to say it was like 4 million people. But then, you read the actual paragraph and it's like, yeah, there were 150,000 people that drowned. But then the estimates range as high as 4 million died because of this flood. I'm like,
Whoa.
Not sure about these numbers. This sounds like when China was telling us their COVID numbers back in 2020. Like,
Yeah.
You sure? They just want to be the deadliest.
But you anyway, sure about that? You sure?
I'm going to take the 87 Yellow River flood. They did say potentially as many as 3 million people died in this one flood. But we're going to say they're confidently saying 930,000. So just going deadliest for my top pick.
I like deadliest as top pick. That's probably a smart call. I saw that there's, I don't want tip picks for later on. Like you mentioned, a couple to choose from.
Granted, I think you did probably choose the deadliest if we're just
right.
Number
right.
Of
sheer number of, yeah, not exactly.
Human life though.
Correct. Less important lives. Who's to say, you know? All right, number two. I'm going to go with eruption of Mount Vesuvius. I think volcanoes are inherently badass. 79 AD. As many as, not the most deadly by any means. They're saying probably in the range of like 1,500 to like 3,000, but in total probably 16,000 deaths in Pompeii and those two surrounding cities. But I think volcano eruptions are badass, and this has to be the most famous one, right?
It has to be, and well, Mount St. Helens is pretty famous, but not around the world. I'm just thinking in the United States, but like if you were an American person, you might know Mount St. Helens more than Mount Vesuvius, but around the world for sure. This was also my second pick. I almost went with this, so we did have some overlap. Is this the one you thought we might overlap?
Yes, yeah, it is.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I have
well,
some
the only thing,
on
well,
this.
I mean, I don't know. Is it Avicii? I don't think he wrote a song called Mount St. Helens or about Mount St. Helens. So there's that Pompeii song, the that one. So.
And if you close your eyes. That one.
I don't think they had any choice but to close their eyes. There's so much ash in the air.
I have some stats and then a bonus thing for this. Do you have more on Mount Vesuvius?
I have a little bit more. I just think it's cool that they're all like, they're like plastered to like the walls and stuff and then encased in like casts basically, and the bones are still in there. It's wild. Due for another eruption that would cause obviously mass casualties around Italy in that area, and cost, the estimates are that it would cost the Italian government as much as $20 billion if it happened.
20 bill with a B, huh?
20 B.
That would be bad. Let's hope for their sake it doesn't happen.
Bad with a B.
The description I thought was pretty fascinating. 79 AD, Mount Vesuvius violently spewed forth a deadly cloud of superheated tephra and gases to a height of 21 miles high, ejecting the molten rock, pulverized pumice, and hot ash at 1.5 million tons per second.
Oh my God, that's a lot.
Ultimately releasing 100,000 times the thermal energy of the atomic bombings at Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Those did quite a bit of damage, if I remember
those
right.
Those did some damage. They killed more than 1,500 people.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, I did want to... Here's a bonus. I'm going to do a little Anchorman impersonation here because one of the best outtakes of all time is from Anchorman 2, and this is what Will Ferrell said and made Brian Fontana crack up. It's when he's pretending, or not pretending, he thinks he's blind in Anchorman 2. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
The other day I pleasured myself to the image of Mrs. Buttersworth. She got me there like I was on the Express A train. Bing, bang, boom. Talk about a river of ejaculate. A volume I've never seen in my lifetime. Now I know what the sad villagers of Pompeii felt like. Except where they were rained down on with hot lava, I rained down on those villagers with frothy ejaculate. I can't even say it. There you go.
Oh my God, what a line.
I know.
Do you think that was all made up just on the spot too?
I think it was because they were all cracking up. You can look it up on YouTube.
Oh my God.
They're just laughing their asses off as he's saying it. Okay. Moving on from that.
Moving on.
I wish I had finished it out strong. I'm very depressed that I didn't say ejaculate well at the end. Okay.
Well,
my next pick. I'm going to give the description first. On December 3rd, 2012, which happens to be the same day. Do you have this one?
No.
Oh. Same day that RG3 and the Skins took down Eli Manning and the Giants 17-16, but that's neither here nor there.
It isn't.
The strongest tropical cyclone on record to ever affect the southern Philippine island of Mindanao, of course, it made landfall. It eventually took the lives of 1,901 citizens of that small island. I picked it because of its name. This tropical storm was called, I'm not making this up, Typhoon Bofa.
No way! I was gonna try to sneak a Bofa joke in here on you to see if I could get you. That's fucking incredible. That's amazing.
B-O-P-H-A, Typhoon Bofa. Apparently, it's also known as Typhoon Pablo. But, wow. Incredible.
That is amazing. That is some incredible research, Noel. Good
Thank
for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It caught my eye on the Wikipedia Bofa page. So.
Just imagine these people standing there like, oh, what is that? And it's just like... raining down both of D's nuts right onto them. Just like storm is screaming D's nuts. That's amazing.
Yeah. There you go. That was my second pick.
Great pick, Noel.
Thank you.
I wish I had a funny anecdote for my final one. I just think it's super cool. My final pick is the Lituya Bay mega tsunami.
Oh, wow.
Haven't heard that. Yeah. Hit Lituya Bay, Alaska in 1958. Wasn't the most devastating toll-wise, death toll-wise. I think it was only like 5 or 6 people probably died because it was kind of this remote part of the Alaskan coast. But it was the largest wave ever recorded at over 1,700 feet tall. That would have been bigger than the Empire State Building.
That's a wave?
That's a wave, yeah.
It just seems
traveling through the ocean at 1,700 feet.
That's ridiculous.
And I saw, for reference, the one that a tsunami hit, like, Guam and, like, kind of those island nations, like, and south of, like, India and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't know if that's where Guam is. I may be messing that up. Like, Indonesia, that area.
Yeah.
The wave hit 50 meters high, and that killed, like, 200-something thousand people. So if this wave had been over there, we're talking mega tsunami, mega deaths.
Megadeth, not the band Megadeth.
Yeah, no.
That's a fantastic find. 1,700 foot wave. That's just is big. Okay, my last one, also not necessarily a funny anecdote, but I'm going to take it because it's near and dear to my current home. The Great Chicago Fire, I'm going to take. 1871. Famously started because Mrs. O'Leary's cow knocked over the lantern.
Bingo.
Only about 300 people died, but it left about 100,000 people homeless. So, pretty big deal. But the reason I'm taking it is because this shit is, like, as ingrained in Chicago history as, like, anything, pretty much. Like, for instance, there's a very popular TV show called Chicago Fire. It's about the firefighters in Chicago. The MLS team is called the Chicago Fire. The University of Illinois Chicago, their athletics are called the Flames because of the fire. So everyone knows about the fire, and it's just a common thing out here in Chicago. So there you go.
In Chicago? Pretty nifty. Yeah, it's a good pick, Noel. I was wondering how would we only be counting fires started by like lightning or something like that, but I don't think that's fair to do.
Well,
fire's a naturally occurring thing.
I mean, the whole Mrs. O'Leary thing is kind of a myth. It probably didn't actually happen that way. And they said the real reason the fire like spread is because like really hot and dry temperatures, and it was like, so sure, you're right. Maybe it wasn't natural cause, the spark. But the weather.
No, I think any fire is good. Once it gets out into the ether and it's kind of doing a lot of damage, like it's not like somebody else is propelling the fire. It's just kind of doing its thing because of the environment. I think it's a natural disaster. Yeah. You're good.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah. Okay. I don't have on mentions then, do you?
No on mentions. Okay. Hurricane Katrina, and Kanye West says, George Bush doesn't love black people. Just for that moment alone, it's amazing.
Okay, shouts Katrina.
Do you know who he was doing the interview with?
No.
Bringing it full circle, it was the other Michael Myers, Mike Myers.
He was being interviewed by Mike Myers?
It was Mike Myers and Kanye West on screen. They were doing like a relief thing. They're like, and if you want to donate, Mike Myers is like, if you want to donate, help out, we're pledging this much money. So and so, you can text this number and then we'll give you the link and you can figure out how to do it. And then right after he says that, Kanye West says, George Bush does not care about black people. It's amazing.
I'll have to look that one up. You look up the Anchorman 2 outtakes. I'll look that
one
up. Okay, lastly, and I told you I was going to come up with two. I only came up with one, but we are going to come up with a better way of naming these hurricanes. So this one,
yes.
Hurricane Ian. So currently, Coyne, I don't know if you know this. Did you look up how they currently name the hurricanes?
Or am I know it's alphabetical throughout the year, but I don't know like how they choose the name.
There are six lists of names, okay, that range, that are alphabetical, so A through Z, but they eliminate Q, U, X, Y, and Z. So there's 21 names times six lists. So 126 names, six for every letter. They rotate those lists every year. So in the seventh year, they start over. So I don't know why they decided to do it that way, but that's just how they did it. And obviously, if there's more than 21 notable storms, then they just start using Roman numerals, I think. But I don't know how they picked the names. I'm sure there's a lot that went into it, but it's not a good system. It sucks. No, and then you have all these hurricanes named, like there's a Hurricane Dennis. Like, come on,
yeah,
Dennis, sucks. What are we doing here? Pick good names. So,
like, what if you choose something like that, and then that hurricane like really, really fucks up the country, and you have to be like, oh yeah, Dennis came through. Like, that sucks.
That does suck.
Yeah,
that's embarrassing that you got worked by Dennis. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, since you have two ideas, why don't you go first? Better way to name the hurricanes.
Perfect. I'll give you my quick one first. I think this is easy, clean cut. Just like make it bang, bang, boom. We're good. Straight to the money in the government's pocket. You auction it off to billionaires. Billionaires fucking love naming rights. They love being able to name stuff. They love slapping their name on shit, put their company's name on stuff. You're telling me Elon would not jump at the chance to buy a hurricane and name it Hurricane Elon, or even better, he'd probably just name it Hurricane Doge or something like that, and it would just be the Doge hurricane just wrecking the fucking Texas coast.
Well, that would be my question, is would they like buy it and then name it after like someone they a don't business? Like?
Maybe. Like, that'd be good.
Like Hurricane Trump, you know, or somebody buy it and call it, you know, Hurricane Biden, like, oh, Biden's really ruining this country.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Either way, I love all the directions this could go if you're just
exactly
highest bidder. And then, yeah, you're serving a purpose. That money can go back to put it into the country. Or the relief, really. Probably.
Or the relief, yeah, honestly.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Actually, and then the billionaires have incentive to do it because then they look charitable.
Bingo. Exactly right.
That's probably the best idea. That's
yeah,
the best
you count idea. It as charitable giving as well. And really so, like, they don't have to do the fake donations to their bullshit charities. They can do this as part of it.
So now these billionaires can finally stop paying so many taxes.
I feel so bad for them. They pay just so much money in taxes.
Okay. We've killed a lot of birds with one stone. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My idea, not as practical. My idea is that you name it after the most popular new slang term from the previous year. So I use the list from stacker.com to give my examples here. So
I've never been there. Is it a good website? How's the interface?
No, it's not good. Okay. There's a lot of ads. There's a lot of pop-ups. It's not good at all.
Gotcha.
So I'll just give you some examples of what famous hurricanes might have been called. So 2005, Hurricane Katrina, according to stacker.com, would have been called Hurricane Awesome Sauce.
Love that.
But pretty good, right? I love that. Although it's a little disparaging when you're like, yeah, my family got wiped out by Awesome Sauce.
Awesome Sauce.
We also got, in 2013, there was a storm called Typhoon Haiyan. I believe it was in, I don't know where it was, not in America. It would have, by this method, it would have been called Typhoon YOLO.
Yeah, and that typhoon's making sure that that's true. I like that.
YOLO, you're dead.
Yeah.
In 2017, we had Hurricane Maria, I believe, that hit kind of the north coast or the northeast coast. It would have been named Hurricane Lit.
Oh, I like that one. That's
pretty
good.
Pretty good. And then in 2019, Cyclone Idai was another one that did not hit America. It would have been called Cyclone Dumpster Fire.
Oh, that's so perfect. Oh, my God. This is very good timing. My my coworker has had to take the afternoon off today because there was a literal dumpster fire at his children's aftercare. Like somebody caught this dumpster on fire, and it was right below their electrical box, and it like shot up the side of the building. Nobody got hurt and everything is fine. Like, it was honestly pretty minimal damage for a literal dumpster fire, but all like the electrical wiring and shit was all fucked up and the building was scorched. It was amazing.
That's the type of thing that could have been caused by a hurricane dumpster fire as well.
Yeah, or
cyclone
exactly.
dumpster fire.
Totally. Totally agree.
My last note, or two more last notes on that. So, oddly enough, the slang term of 2019 was Stan. As in you're standing something. There actually was a famous Hurricane Stan in 2005. So we have some overlap. That there's some precedent here, Hurricane Stan.
Do you think that there's any Stans saying that Hurricane Stan was better than Hurricane Katrina?
I'm a Hurricane Stan.
I'm a Hurricane Stan. Katrina gets too much shine.
Did you guys see Stan? Actually, that's hilarious that you mentioned that because I was going to point out the first line of the Wikipedia page for Hurricane Stan is, Hurricane Stan was a relatively weak but deadly tropical cyclone. Which, how embarrassing is that if you died and you're like, oh, yeah, we died from Stan.
Only three casualties. They're just looking down. They're like, come on.
Yeah, come on.
It was pretty bad for us, you know?
bringing it back totally full circle to the beginning of the pod, would next year's be Hurricane Him?
Hurricane Him? Yeah. Probably. It's got to be Hurricane Him. Hurricane Himothy? Hames?
So we should start calling Hurricane Ian Hurricane Him.
This hurricane is him.
What if the news outlets started doing that? Like, my God, they're showing clips of the wind and stuff. This hurricane really is him. Back to you, Bob.
Oh, my God, it's him. It's like the clip of, it's Jason Bourne, but it's Bourne. About a hurricane him. That's good stuff.
Thoughts and prayers to the victims of Hurricane
Hayes. And peace, right. No doubt. We really care.
What else?
Hopefully the rookie show can get you through in these trying times.
Give us a lesson.
All right, my final one is naming it after current NBA players. So you get a fresh list every year, right?
Yep.
Category fives and up are reserved only for first and second team all NBA players from that season.
Okay.
So I looked up how much interchange there is from year to year between like over the last 10 years. I imagine we've had probably 25, 30 different first team all or first and second team all NBA guys, right? Like maybe more.
Yeah, for probably. Sure. No, I think there's enough names that you could get all the Hurricane.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is we don't even get that many like category five Hurricanes anyways. So This should be a limited pool you're picking from.
First or last or full name? Does it depend?
I like full name. I like full name. Sometimes nickname given the opportunity.
I mean, like if you called it Hurricane James, like nobody would think of LeBron James.
No, it'd be Hurricane LeBron. Well, LeBron is a singular. He's like Prince now.
But then, like, if you called it Hurricane Dwayne or Hurricane Wade, nobody would think of Dwayne Wade. But if you called it Hurricane Dwayne Wade.
It's got to be full names then, right?
Full name, okay.
Yeah, I would say so. Category 3-4 are borderline all-stars / third team all-NBA guys. So this is we're getting into like, and before this last season, this is Devin Booker territory. This is Hurricane Rudy Gobert kind of stuff, you know?
Oh, man, that would suck to die.
By a French piece of I know I'd get fucking pissed. Two is good players that can help you contend. That's the Jay Crowder types, Hurricane Kevon Looney coming your way. That's kind of tough. Getting killed by Hurricane Kevon Looney would be But that's the point, is Hurricane Cavalunya is not going to kill you. It's just a Category 2. Oh, okay. You're probably going to be fine. You don't really need to evacuate, but he's coming. And one is just kind of the dog shit, guys. Like, kind of hoping it's washed up. Like, you're just getting some small swells on the beach. You don't even really notice it's there. You just kind of want it to leave. And that's the washed up players who need to hang it up. And then...
Don't you dare after say get hurricane,
the after
Russell
they get
Westbrook.
The hurricane named for it, like they don't even really know that they're up in the running for those hurricanes, and then they see it and they're like, oh man, like Hurricane Taj Gibson is going to be disappointing for Taj Gibson to hear.
Taj, how many years ago could Hurricane Udonis Haslam have?
I was wondering. I almost crashed. Put Udonis, and I feel like he doesn't play even. He's just, he's a culture guy, you know? He's more coach. He's more coach than player at this point.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What about, like, Hurricane Giannis Antetokounmpo? That's a bit of a mouthful. Can we stay away from
that? Yeah, Hurricane Giannis, I think people are getting it.
Okay. Hurricane Greek Freak, something like that?
Yeah, Hurricane, ooh, that's not bad. Hurricane Greek Freak.
Yeah. It did not hit in Greece.
No. Florida. Does Greece get hurricanes?
Yeah, they get... No, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no fucking clue.
Okay, well, I think all of those options are better than the current
option. The current naming system is Buns.
Maybe we'll do a poll or something. Do a poll of which one we should go with.
I would agree.
Okay, time for some football.
Footballs.
Do you have a little Week 3 recap for me?
I do. You remembered. I'm so happy.
I just remembered.
Right off the rip. Well, let's go right off the rip. Let's do how'd you do last week, fantasy gambling team.
Yeah, quickly, again, 2-1 in fantasy every week, and it's the same teams winning. I'm 3-0, 3-0, 0-3. Mm-hmm. Commanders got killed. And somehow, despite putting my biggest bet of the year on the Ravens, I lost every other bet, and so I still lost money. Not tough. As much as week two, though. So I think it was tough down scene. Like $30 or something. So
that's not bad.
Yeah. We go into every week hoping we only lose $30.
Honestly, that's a pretty good week for me.
Yeah. What about you?
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to capitalize on the Falcons finally getting a win and turning in a 3-0 week. My fantasy teams are lacking right now. Mm-hmm. I went 1-2 there, but I had a great week gambling, plus probably $100 last week. It was quite nice. Feels that's good awesome. To do. I also put a pretty big fat bet on the Ravens, and then did a decent amount on the Falcons money line. So things were looking up for you, boy. And did I hit Jags money line.
Okay, I was going to ask two underdog money lines. That's big. I unfortunately I feel like I'm doing better in my pod bets than my real life bets. So I maybe just need to follow my own advice.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about that. Luckily, my pod bets haven't been doing very good. So.
Our pod bets are pretty much like fine, you and I.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
Our combined ones are horrific. So
right.
We'll get there. Yeah.
All right. Week 3 recap. Falcons win. We kind of touched on it briefly. It was dope. Cordarrelle Patterson gooned.
He's a dude that, in hindsight, I'm wondering why he was so slept on in fantasy drafts. Like we had an auction. I think he was like $7 or something. Like the dude was like a top 12 guy last year, and they didn't replace him with anybody. Like no. What? And it's like he can catch passes, so even if they're down, they're gonna give him the rock. So weird that he got slept on so much. He's a baller.
I agree. Yeah, he's huge. I think I don't know how he's like so good at returning kicks. He's like 6'2", 240 or something like that. That's huge. He's a big massive guy.
Dude. Arguably the best kick returner of all time.
Yeah. Very much an argument for it. This is going to bum you out. Eagles, Ian Goond?
Oh, yeah. They're definitely good. They're definitely good. I mean, I don't know that this week... An interesting stat, I don't know if you realize this, but the Eagles only scored in the second quarter against Washington. Did you know
that's
that?
That's kind of crazy.
So we shut them out for three quarters. I don't know if that's an indictment on the Eagles that they got hot for a quarter, but then they couldn't score on Washington for three quarters. Probably not. I mean, whatever. You score enough to win, and then you hold them. They sacked us 9 times, so yeah, the Eagles are good. They're going to be a problem. They have an easy schedule. They're gonna be in the playoffs for sure. But agreed. I'm excited to bet against Jalen Hurts in the playoffs again because I will not forget last year's atrocity. So
I would agree with you.
Okay.
Bills Chiefs both losing. I don't weird games. I don't really feel like it means anything. I kind of felt it on the Chiefs one. I didn't touch the Chiefs game for anything. I know I had it as a pod bet. I looked at it later in the week, and I was like, I'm not fucking touching that. I kind of like the Colts.
And I felt decent about the Chiefs, but felt iffy about the Bills just because Miami's good. I mean, I don't know.
Miami is a good team.
A contender. Mm-hmm. They're 3-0. So, yeah, I think it's just coincidence that they had wonky games the same week, but I don't think I would dock them at all.
No. Russ refusing to cook still.
I think I'm going to give him, like, I think I probably give him 2 more weeks. And I have a very long leash for Russ, but I would say the first 2 weeks, I would have put it on his teammates, and this week he just looked bad. Like, on that Sunday night game, I don't think
I luckily
it was
didn't
all
get to
teammates.
Watch any of it.
But I'm going to give him another chance. It's possible that he's washed, though. He might be washed.
He might be washed.
He refuses to run. Like, the things that made him great, he might not want to do anymore. And then the one drive he put together against San Francisco, he was scrambling and stuff, and he looked awesome. So mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a conscious thing or a lack of athleticism, but he needs to get back to that.
Right. Last update is about the loser pool. Reminding everybody, 380 people to start. $40 entry, just over 15K to win. 79 more out in week 3. 33 of the 380 remaining after 3 weeks. All you have to do is pick one team to lose per week. It's fucking
that is
crazy.
Unbelievable.
This is the fastest it's ever gone down. This is nuts.
A lot of underdogs. A lot of underdogs winning outright. So
your boy is in fact alive.
So. I hope you win. What's the winning? What's the pot?
15K.
15K? $15,000?
$15,000, yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
Do you know who you're picking this week?
Unfortunately, I split it with my older sister because she does 2 entries.
All right. Yeah. That'll cover your gambling losses for the next...
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I know.
Year and a half.
Yeah. Hopefully more than that.
I know. I'm kidding. All right.
But yeah, 15,000.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. I would like that.
I'm rooting for you. Sometimes I
have
root for
Houston.
You to do good things, but not
this time. I have picked Houston to lose against the Chargers.
Okay.
This is a hard week. Another one. This week is gross. You should take a look and tell me if you see anything better.
Did you already pick whoever the Green Bay's playing? Who's Green Bay playing?
Patriots. Yeah, I picked the Patriots to lose the Ravens last week. Yeah.
Hoyer. Yeah, that they're not winning.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take a look. But yeah, it's probably Houston. So okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? Week 3?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Sounds like it's time for another episode of The Bookie Show.
Yeah, Bookie Show!
Fun fact, Coin, we are both 6-8 on our Bookie Show picks.
Let's go. One more loss would be looking good.
Keep in mind, everybody, we do throw in some high odds bets, so the record is not as indicative of the money values.
Keep in mind.
I am, unfortunately, down to the minuses. I'm minus $15, and Coin is minus $28, so we're hanging in there right around 5. We're going to get hot.
This week, we're coming back.
Our combo bets are 1-5, Coin. We've hit 1 out of 3 teasers, and none of our parlays have come close.
We actually did quite bad this last week.
Well, really, it was just the frickin' Washington over. That was, I mean, because we had the Ravens on our parlay, but we couldn't come up with a second game. So I don't know what we're going to do this week. But anyway, we are minus 102 on our combined bets, so not ideal. Total, we are minus 145.
Okay.
I will say the Steelers really boned us that final play of the Thursday night game.
Yeah, that was fucking bullshit.
And
that's so
also
fucked.
I realized one of your bets was Steelers under 16.5 points and they scored
17. It was 17. Yeah, I saw that. That sucks.
So tough. Okay. Okay. I have one other stat for you before we make our picks.
Okay.
Well, 2 technically. This season so far, underdogs 28-18-2 against the spread, 61%.
Yep.
And unders, 30-17 for a whopping 64% unders. Does that mean it regresses to the mean, or we continue the fad?
Great question.
Because I'm pretty sure I'm betting all favorites this week, because I'm an idiot. So.
As am I.
Okay, good. Let's get to it. All right, Thursday night, Dolphins at Bengals. Over under 47, Dolphins are 4-point dogs to the Bengals. I know where I'm leaning. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm sure it's the same way. I'm kind of looking at... I went the wrong way there. Tua is probably going to end up playing, I would imagine, in this game.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm kind of looking at... Finns plus 10 feels like the easy play, and then definitely over 41, right?
Totally. I don't know how you could possibly feel confident about teasing the Bengals to plus 2. The Bengals don't look good. They just beat the Jets.
They look terrible. Yeah.
I think that's, yeah, without a doubt, that's the pick. So I feel good about this one.
Yeah, this is a shocking line.
Yeah. It is a weird line. Why are the Bengals 4-point favorites? I guess it's because of Tua being hurt. Is that it?
Right.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, I agree.
That's bizarre. Okay, that's easy. Okay, what's your first pick?
All right, my first pick, Noel, is what I texted you about earlier this week, actually. I just think it looks weird. I don't like the line. My first pick is Jaguars plus 6.5 against the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if I'm not ready to bet the Jags money line. It's possible I could get there, but this is a good team. They've got players. Like, Trevor Lawrence looks competent, like better than competent. He's a good NFL quarterback. He can do it all. I just think it's mostly... like an arbitrage thing. Like, I just think that's too many points. I think this should be 3.5, maybe 4, like 6.5.
Bless.
Excuse me.
Bless.
6.5 is just too many points. So I'm going to take it.
I do think it's too many points. I am not going to be in the business of betting against the Eagles at this point in time, but I agree that the Jags are, I think they're a force to be reckoned with. They probably should have beat us in week 1. They really shot themselves in the foot a couple times. And then they whooped the Colts and they whooped the Chargers. So, like, yeah. How can you say they're not, you know, I don't know. They should probably shouldn't be 7-point dogs to anybody. So,
no.
Okay.
I think the Jags currently have the best, second best plus minus in the league right now.
I believe that. They just put two beat downs down.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about my first pick coin. I'm going to go Browns minus 1.5 at
Great
Atlanta.
Great pick.
I'm not really sure. Like, I get the Browns have Jacoby Brissett, but they have a good team. I don't know if Myles Garrett's playing, but they've proven that they are going to win games with Jacoby Brissett. And Atlanta's still, they're still not good.
Right. You know?
They won a close game over Seattle. Like, they're not good. So,
who I think is the worst team in the league. Yeah.
The Browns have a much superior roster. And I think being in Atlanta doesn't really mean anything. So, it's only 1.5. It feels like a win to me.
I couldn't agree more. I feel like the fan in me doesn't really want to do it, but I think it's the smart bet. I want it. They're going to run for probably 260 yards on us.
Yeah. Chubb and Hunt are just going to go buck wild.
Yeah, so. Chunt.
Chunt. I don't think I've heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen it a few times, a few places.
Better than like Hub, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Good bet. I'm going to take another, like we talked about earlier, I'm going to keep betting favorites. I'm going to take going back to the well with Chiefs, -1, and then I'm going to bet the Chargers -5.5 for a +272 little parlay right there. I'm not going to throw a third team in there. There are Chiefs over Bucks. I think the Chiefs are a considerably better team than the Bucks. The Bucks have so many injuries and a lot of problems. I feel like they don't know what their roster is yet. And I think the Texans are a bad team, and the Chargers are much better than them.
Worth noting, the Chiefs-Bucks game might get played in Minnesota.
Oh, because of the hurricane. That's right.
Which means we should probably jump on the Chiefs now, because the line will probably shift a little bit. It'll probably be Chiefs -3 in Minnesota, right? Maybe 3.5.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. If it doesn't, I don't know. For some reason, it makes me a little nervous, because I think Evans and Godwin are coming back, and the Bucks, I think, are better than they've shown, but...
They have a good D. They have a good defense.
And then Houston Chargers is like two of the teams that always tend to fuck us betting. But
that should be, looking at it, that should be a stay away game all day. But
you feel good about it?
I want to have faith in the Chargers. I want to say that they're good.
Okay.
Last week I chalk up to bad matchup.
I'm going to go with a favorite as well. I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions -4 against Seattle Seahawks. Like we said, Seahawks probably the worst team in the league. The Lions are definitely good. Like, I should hesitate to say good, but definitely competent and not.
Right.
Let's say they're not bad. They absolutely should have beaten Minnesota last week, And they actually, they got down bad to Philly, but almost came back and won that game. And then they whooped up on the Commanders. So I know they haven't played the cream of the crop necessarily, but they're decent, and the Seahawks are not. So I think they win. I think they win handily. I'll take the Lions.
Don't hate it. Looked at it for a minute. I considered betting. I feel like I need to see just like one or two more weeks. The Lions have so many years of stink on them. I don't know if I'm ready to put money on them.
Totally fair.
Yeah. Speaking of, and then you also mentioned that the unders are hitting. I'm going to do an overs parlay for you. I will be betting same game you were just talking about. I will be betting over 48 in the Hawks Lions game. I think the Seahawks can sneaky kind of put up some points. Geno Smith is competent and the Lions score a lot. That's what they do. And then I'll be taking over 43 in the Cardinals Panthers game. I know that this one's gross too. I kind of think that the Cardinals are due for a breakout game that makes people think that they're back, but they're really not. So I think that they put up like 30-something in this game, and the Panthers just score like, 15, 16
points.
Wait,
oh, you meant the Cardinals. I think you said the Panthers.
Cardinals. I meant the Cardinals.
Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Cardinals score 30-something, and then, Panthers do just enough to cover that over.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't have many thoughts on that. My final pick is, so I discovered that on the Barstool app, your teasers can be any amount of points you want. You can pick.
Right.
So I'm doing a three-team, 8.5-point teaser.
Okay.
I've got, and it's the last three games of the week. So I've got late afternoon Rams versus the Niners, teasing them up to plus 10.
Okay.
Got the Chiefs at the Bucks. I'm teasing them to plus 7.
Nice.
And then I've got the Packers against the Pats, teasing them to minus 1. So I got Rams, Chiefs, and Packers, and that is even odds.
Even? Mm-hmm. It's not bad. It's certainly tasty.
The Chiefs don't lose by more than a score. That's just Mahomes doesn't lose by more than a score. So that's lock. Packers are not going to lose to the Pats. Is there a world where San Francisco beats Rams by double digits?
Yeah.
Probably. There is. But usually those games are close. I mean, those NFC West games. So feels like a winner.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good bet. All right, this is my final one before my dog pick for you.
Okay.
I think you'll like it quite a bit.
Okay.
Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson to combine for 500-plus passing yards, 100-plus rushing yards, and one rushing or receiving touchdown. It's plus 190.
I like your receiving in there. That's awesome. I hope that's what wins you the bet.
Right.
Yeah, of course I love that. That's fantastic. Yeah. Let me jump on that with you. Let me bet it. Let me dabble in that.
Okay. You want to get a little taster in there?
Bills Ravens is a great game.
I'm excited to watch that game. I can't. I'm so happy that I'm home this weekend to watch this.
Yeah. Is that a 1 p.m. game or is that a later game?
It's got to be the late afternoon games, right?
I don't know. The East Coast games, they keep them at 1. I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like it's time. Coin, do you have that dog in you?
No, I got that dog in me.
Sounds like it's time for this week's dog picks. Could that be a hurricane name? Got that dog in me?
Hurricane dog in me? I like that.
All right, so fun fact, Coin, this is actually where we're doing our best work. I'm 2-1 at plus $21 on my underdog picks. You're 1-2, but you're plus $7 because you hit plus 265 on the Jags.
Let's go Jags.
You were picking them when they were 7-point dogs with Herbert playing, so
facts.
You absolutely cashed that. So we're up on our dog picks. I've got a few options, so you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first.
Actually,
I will be taking. Oh, you want to go?
Well, actually, you know what? No, I know what I want. Can I take it?
Yeah, take it.
I don't know if we've been alternating, but okay.
I'll let you. I don't think you're picking mine. So
okay, I'm going to take a game that we just talked about at length. I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins +4. Thursday night. It's kind of a stupid line. Maybe Vegas is baiting me into this, but like, the Dolphins are better than the Bengals. Why are they getting 4 points? +165 to win the game?
Makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
So I already bet the money line.
I'm getting
sucked. I did that early win thing.
Oh, nice. Smart.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll have to let you know next time. My bad.
Okay. No, you're good. You're good. That's my bet.
Great bet, Noel.
Thanks.
I'm going to stick in the AFC East, and I will be taking the J-E-T-S, Jets, +140 over the Pittsburgh Steelers, who look like booty right now. And I think the Jets kind of actually have some decent players on their roster. Some of their young guys are good.
I did not see. I feel like I actually haven't watched a single play of the Jets this season. Like, I don't think they ever show them on Red Zone. I lied. I watched when they came back against the Browns.
I saw Garrett Wilson catch a pass.
Garrett Wilson apparently is him.
He is him.
Yeah.
Yes.
He him. Himothy Wilson. So I don't know. I just that's the basilisk game of the week. So I don't know how you're gonna bet on that.
Yeah, no doubt.
For the listeners that don't remember or never
is that
learned,
4 years ago?
I think we did some of it last year, but the basilisk game of the week. So if you're a Harry Potter fan, you know that you can't look a basilisk in the face or you'll die. Or even if you like glance at it, it like paralyzes you. So the basilisk game of the week is the game that you don't even want to look at. You don't even want to accidentally watch for a minute.
No.
So that's it. Steelers Jets. So.
That'd be so sick if you could really, really customize your Red Zone to just only show you highlights from certain games. Like, don't ever show me this game. Don't ever show me this. Don't ever show me that.
I'm trying to figure out how they could do that. They probably could. I mean, there's going to be in the coming years a lot of customization and a lot of because DirecTV's the worst, and they're not going to have
the worst.
A Sunday ticket forever. So
I think it's next year. It's done.
Is it next year?
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be you're going to be able to just pay per the game, per the team. I guarantee
right.
it, which is going to be cool. But Red Zone is still the I don't know. You're not a big Red Zone fan just in general, but I don't know. It's pretty great when you got a million fantasy teams
good.
And bets and things. It's pretty.
You know what I love Red Zone? Falcons bye weeks.
That's true.
Then it's fine. Yeah.
I did just book my flights from Nashville back to Chicago on Thursday afternoon of October 13th, so we could attend the Commanders at Bears game. So
sick.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
You making Clark pay for that
disgusting.
Too?
Disgusting. No, I.
Why?
The flight, yes. I thought you meant the game tickets because we do have a team event like budget that I was trying to convince my team to make our team event be go to that game and have Clark also pay for the tickets, but my team's not responding very well, so we're just going to go. We'll just pay. So.
Okay. Respectful.
Okay, so we've got the Jets and the Dolphins. AFC East.
Love it.
Underdogs.
Heavy hitters only.
All right, we're going to try this parlay one more time. We're 0-3.
Let's go, man.
Can we hit one? Can we hit
one? We can do it.
What
we can
we
do
like?
This. Okay, Noel.
Is the best way to just do each of us do our most confident pick? Is that what we've been doing?
Kind of. I think that's the way to move, right?
How do you feel about throwing the Falcons under the bus and putting Browns in there?
Not good.
Okay.
I don't want to do that.
Let's not do that. Okay.
I still have in my head that there is a world where it happens, and I don't want to be the responsible.
I'm good with doing Chiefs -1.
Yes, correct. That's what I was looking at, too.
And I don't want to throw the Dolphins in another bet. I've already got it.
No, I don't think I do either. I'm kind of looking at Chiefs, and I know you aren't that keen on the Jags, so we won't do that one.
I just said Chiefs.
I know.
Oh, you just said, I'm kind of looking at Chiefs. We had just got done agreeing that
Yes, I was agreeing with Chiefs, and I was throwing you a second team.
Oh, okay. You said, I was confused. You said,
I'm keen on the Jags, and then you're not that keen on the Jags.
You want Jags +6.5? I could probably I could probably get there.
You could get there? Or. Yeah.
Okay.
Or we do the Nando's.
No way. Although, I will be rooting so hard for them to beat Cooper Rush and the fucking Cowboys. Let's do, I'm good with Jags. Let's do that.
Let's do Jags. I like them. I have a good feeling about the Jags this week.
Chiefs minus one. That's our parlay.
Yep. Do it. Okay. Lock it in.
We're going to win one finally.
Yes.
Okay, that has been another episode of The Bookie Show.
The Bookie Show.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
And now what time is it, Coin?
Looks like it is 10:33.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for another round of our favorite trivia show, Some Town Where I,
inspired by the shitty show,
who is a host of the Rookie Show Pod, tries to stump Elvis Coin, who's also a host of the Rookie Show Pod. He's the other one. I'm one of them. He's the other host. And I try to stump him with my trivia. And then he tries to guess it. And then next week, he'll do it to me.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm going to get it now.
Okay.
Good explanation, honestly.
Coin, I totally forgot my write-up here, but Hurricane Katrina happened. Do you know what year it happened?
2005.
How long ago was that?
17 years ago.
Congrats, you've won Stumptown. Just kidding.
Hell yes. Math.
All right, Coin. We're just going to do a little 2005 trivia. That's all this is.
Oh, I love it.
We have three questions, and one of them is a five-parter. I don't know how many you have to get right, but just see how you do. 2005, what Mariah Carey song topped the charts when Hurricane Katrina hit?
Is it Always Be My Baby?
It is not. Incorrect.
Dang it. Is it Fantasy?
You get one more guess now. Two strikes.
All right. I was just listening to a lot of Mariah Carey. I think I'm a kind of a Mariah Carey stan.
If you are, then you should get this. I feel like this song was like played over and over and over and over on every hit station.
Was it?
I think so.
I'm blanking on names of songs right now.
Some stan you are. You're more of a Hurricane stan than a real stan.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Imagine being a Hurricane Chris Hurricane stan.
I'm not going to get it, unfortunately.
The correct answer, Coin. We belong together.
Together. Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 0-1. All right. Now we're going to a five-parter, Coin. The top five highest grossing films in 2005. So I'm going to give you a hint for each.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Number one was the sixth installment in a massive original film franchise.
Episode 3 of Star Wars?
That is correct. Well done. Nice. Top grossing film of 2005. Nice. All right, second highest grossing film was the fourth installment in a massive film franchise based on a book.
That would be four is Goblet of Fire.
That is correct, Coin. Well done, Goblet of Fire.
Nice.
All right, getting harder. Third highest grossing film of 2005 was a remake starring Tom Cruise. I saw this movie at the Big Sky Drive-In Theater.
Nice.
It was a double showing. This movie and Stealth with Jamie
Foxx. 2005 is 8th grade. Is that what it is?
6th
grade? 7th grade?
I don't know.
7th grade?
6th, yeah.
Something. Remake with Tom Cruise. Total Recall or something like that?
No.
Okay.
You give up?
Yeah.
War of the Worlds.
Yeah, I wasn't getting there.
Okay, next. Fourth one is a fantasy film based on a book. It was the first installment. It's a very famous book and a very famous author, an old author. And there's like animals in it that talk. And
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes, okay. Correct. Chronicles of Narnia. And lastly, the fifth highest grossing film, a comedy with Vince Vaughn in it.
Wedding Crashers?
Wedding Crashers, the fifth highest grossing film of 2000.
Fuck yeah. Go. Good movie.
Okay, last question for Stumptown.
Mm-hmm.
Which aptly named NHL team would go on to win the Stanley Cup Finals after Hurricane Katrina hit?
Carolina Hurricanes.
That is correct. I realize I said a hurricane in the sentence, but yes, mm-hmm. Carolina Hurricanes. There you go. You've not been stumped. 2005
nice.
Trivia.
Count it. I missed two, and then got four.
Two.
The ones
you
with
missed
hints.
War
That's
of the
good.
Worlds and Mariah Carey's.
Yeah, I should have gotten that one. That was bad.
I'm not a Mariah Carey stan, and maybe that's why I would have gotten it, because I know the ones that are played on the pop radio the most.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay, another good sode of the Rookie Show.
Another good sode.
Another good sode. Coin's been posting some good content weekly on the gram and things.
I'm working. I'm working on getting better at the video editing stuff. I leave a lot of the technical shit up to Noel. He's smarter than I am.
I wouldn't say that. Well, I would say that, actually.
I know that you would say. I didn't actually believe it when I said it. I know you're going to deny it.
That would be Rookie Show Pod on Twitter and the gram. What about you, Coin?
You follow me at King Coin on both Instagram and Twitter. Where can they follow you, Noel?
Decream Felon on Twitter. C. Travis Noel on the gram. C, of course, stands for Chronicles of
Chronic.
Narnia.
What calls of Narnia? It's the Chronic. What? Sick.
Okay, who's going to play us out this week?
Hurricane Chris?
That was sick. Might as well. I'm playing A-Bay-Bay. I don't care what it says. A-Bay-Bay.
A-Bay-Bay. White folks dancing in the club. Bye bye bye.
Okay, until next week. See you.
Peace.
It's baby doing. Everybody sing. Hey baby.
Hey baby. Hey baby. Hey baby. Funk dog exclusive.
Hey baby. Hey baby. Hey baby. Hey baby. Wanna know what we say in the club? Hey baby. White folks, gangsters and the thugs. Hey baby, stunt with a stack of them thugs. Hey baby, riding in the lack with a mug. Hey baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, I'm in the club hollering.
Now when I holler, hey baby, I'm finna get my groove on. It's so hot up in the club that I ain't got no shoes on. Holding up a big stack of them hunnids in a rubber band. So don't ask me for no cash, cause I'm not that other man. Everybody tripping cause I'm lipping when I'm walking, and I'm pimping when I'm talking. I don't trick them chickens often. The bars in the back, they be rolling up their dotty, and they blow until they choking. That's what got the gang coffee, yeah. And when I see a bad chick, I'm hollering out, hey baby.
Hey baby.
Hope y'all ain't with y'all bar friends, cause I don't care what they say. And I don't care what he say or she say. Nope. I'm in the DJ booth taking pictures with the DJ. You wanna know what we say when clubs get crunk? What? Hey baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up. Okay. You wanna know what we say when clubs get crunk? What? Hey baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up. Okay. You wanna know what we say in the club? Hey baby, white folks, gangsters and the thugs. Hey baby, stunting with a stack of them thugs. Hey baby, riding in the lap with a mug. Hey baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, I'm in the club hollering. Now if you looking for me, baby, you could find me banging in the Chevy, cannon painted, swinging 90. 10 cars creep with my people right behind me. I showed her my chain, now she hollering, boy, you lying to me. Show my mouthpiece to them freaks, now they eyeing me. Oh, you got a problem? Well, I hope you ain't trying me. Throw the car and park, and then I reach under my seat. Hop out with my hand under my shirt, that's where that eyeing me. Yellow bone chirping me, she trying to see where I'ma be. You gon' let me get up in your, well, that's where I'ma be. On hop trunk with lights, that's where that be. Straight to the hotel, all the bad chickens follow me. I know you like my style, I ain't tripping, I'm just trying to see. Girl, is you drunk? Well, tell me why you leaning all on me. And if you thinking I'm stunt, you tripping. I put up in an expedition with the roof. You wanna know what we say in the club? Hey, baby. White folks, gangsters and the thugs. Hey, baby. Stunting with a stack of them thugs. Hey, baby. Riding in the lap with a mug. Hey, baby. I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
baby, I'm in the club hollering, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, I'm in the club hollering, hey baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up. I'm in the club hot, crunk, sweating, burning up. I'm bouncing through the crowd, bucking and hollering, what's up? And I done fell out on the dance floor, and now I can't get up. J's on your feet, but you can't get these. Louis Vuitton, brown, white, and yellow, trick, please. I go to St. Louis and let my chain hang low. Canary yellow diamonds mixed with rose gold. I shine real bright in the light because I'm a star. Eight shots of Patron, now I'm standing on the bar. Probably get drunk as a skunk and put the keys in the wrong car. Probably get drunk as a skunk and put the keys in the wrong car. You wanna know what we say in the club? Hey, baby. White folks, gangsters and the thugs. Hey, baby. Stunting with a stack of them thugs. Hey, baby. Riding in the lap with a mug. Hey, baby. I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby.